USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
As more kids head back to school, the CDC has advice for keeping them COVID-free. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday.
It's human nature to protect our children above all else. And the best way to protect them is to get everyone who is eligible vaccinated and surround children who are not yet vaccine eligible with people who are vaccinated to effectively shield them from COVID harm.
The American Association of Pediatrics reporting recently that the number of kids getting COVID quadrupled between July 22nd and August 19th. Children now represent almost a quarter of all new cases. The man who killed Robert Kennedy could soon be free. A California parole board Friday recommending the release of Sirhan Sirhan. The 77-year-old shot Kennedy to death in 1968, but two of Kennedy's sons advocated for his parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom will review the parole board's recommendation. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A popular exercise equipment maker getting subpoenaed Friday by two federal agencies for injuries associated with its treadmills. Over 70 injuries and a child's death blamed on Peloton's Tread and Tread Plus treadmills. The federal government pushed Peloton to issue a recall of the products in April, but the company refused until changing its mind a month later. The U.S. fighting back against ISIS-K. A CENTCOM spokesman announcing Friday an unmanned airstrike attack against an ISIS-K planner. ISIS-K, the group claiming responsibility for the suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport that killed 13 U.S. service members. Retired Navy SEAL Commander Dave Sears, though, is skeptical these over-the-horizon capabilities can continue once we leave Afghanistan.
We have nothing that's nearby in Afghanistan that can get there. So coming back and that we're going to hit them is a very difficult prospect. I don't know how you're going to find them or what you're going to do. It's going to be very hard.
Sears talking to CBS News Friday before the airstrike. The CENTCOM spokesman says initial indications are the target was killed and there were no civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The fall of Afghanistan introduced the world to a new terrorist group. Tim Berg has more on ISIS-K.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ida continues across the Gulf of Mexico Saturday morning. The National Hurricane Center's latest update has Ida moving northwestward across the southeastern Gulf. Maximum sustained winds 80 miles an hour. The storm expected to rapidly intensify over the next 24 to 36 hours before reaching the northern Gulf. A hurricane warning in effect for parts of Louisiana, including metro New Orleans. Landfall expected late Sunday or early Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.